Welcome to today's episode. I'm just walking around the park and I thought I'd just drop a quick episode talking about certain things, especially the messages I've been getting from, you know, there's a lot of messages on my Instagram and, you know, emails as well. And the thing is, like, they're all related, to be quite honest. It's all to do with, obviously, e-commerce and, you know, Shopify and Facebook ads and Pinterest and Snapchat ads and all these kinds of ads, Google ads and that. But what? The only thing that I'm really concerned about is, why is everybody talking about how to make money online? Like, I get messages, for example, they'll be asking, yeah, I'm trying to start my own e-commerce business, and I just want to know what's the best way to make your first whatever £1,000 or dollars or whatever. And I'm thinking, this business, e-commerce business or dropshipping business or affiliate, whatever it is you're trying to do, especially in the digital world, like digital marketing or whatever it is you're trying to do, just think for a second. There is no quick ways to make money. That's not how it works. That's not the purpose of running these kind of businesses. You can even have it as a side hustle. For example, if you're working a 9-to-5 job or whatever you're doing, you can have a side hustle. Maybe when you finish work, spend time with your family or friends or whatever it is, and then just dedicate another 4 or 5 hours during the night to your side hustle. But please, just don't think of it like it's a quick way to make money and all this kind of stuff. Because I've had loads and loads of messages and emails, and the main concern is about money. You just have to remember one thing. If your main concern is to make money, obviously, like, we all want to make money. No matter what you're trying to do in life, yes, yeah, it's always related to money, you know, because money is the biggest, you know, thing in the world. Like, you see husband and wives, most of the time, if they're arguing, the argument is about money or kids, or, you know, and there's always money involved. But then again, if you're looking at it this way, think of it from a different perspective. If you're, like, just go out there, start testing, have a website, have whatever it is, and make sure that it looks legit, you know, with great product descriptions and, you know, great pictures, lifestyle pictures or videos or whatever it is. And start testing different markets, different audiences using Facebook. Think of it as a business, not just as a money machine that will just, you know, you just put out products out there and then just expect money to come in, as if people will just, you know, come across your website on Facebook or Instagram and just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna buy this. You have to understand that a lot of people, they buy what they want, not what they need, if that makes sense, you know. And there's a whole different there's different ways to get people to buy your products or services, and that includes persuasion, influence, you know, scarcity, too many different things. You know, the ad copy is very important, the way you present your product or service in front of those people. And remember, also when it comes to you know, advertising on Facebook or Instagram, the attention span is very small. Like, while you have 4 seconds now to get someone's attention on Instagram, how can you do that? So think about it for a second. If you have an e-commerce business, as an example, and you're trying to get someone's attention to click or swipe up to go to your website, you have 4 seconds. And remember, this it's getting lower and lower, because there's too many ads now on Instagram and on Facebook, and everybody's competing for the same customer, for the same audience, which makes the cost go up. I'm thinking about, like, 3 years ago when I first started, there were only about 3.5, maybe 4 million people advertising on Facebook. But now there's over 6 million people advertising on Facebook or on Instagram in general. I do apologize about the noise because I'm just sitting by a lake and there's a lot of ducks around here. It's quite a nice day. Yeah, I've just finished a meeting with someone and I just got inspired to drop this episode, as I said, because I really wanted to talk about this after getting a lot of messages again on Instagram. So think about that. How are you going to get people's attention? There is different ways, obviously, to do that. Like it's ad stoppers, whatever, you know, like have this thumbnails and all this kind of stuff. But then again, they really have to be good, you know, to receive, like to get the attention of your potential customers, you know, to click and swipe up whatever it is that you're trying to achieve with your product. It's either a product or a service. So think about that. Is it a caption? Is it a thumbnail? What is it? Is it something? You just have to figure it out. Depends on the product or service you're trying to do. So there is one of the ads I came across the other day, which it was really clever, very, very good, smart marketing. It's to do with one of the brands that I know the owner as well. It's to do with you know, how to get your teeth whitened and all this kind of stuff. But the ad actually was like this. So there was a person on it was just a picture, but on that picture the person's, there's a tooth missing, and the caption goes like this: now you see how important it is to look after your teeth and to keep them whitened and all this kind of stuff, because all the first thing you've noticed is the tooth missing, but you didn't actually pay attention that the person has got one eyebrow missing. You see how smart this is? So you've got the tooth missing because that's the first thing you've looked at, is his teeth, but you didn't pay attention to his eyebrows because there is one missing. You see, that's very smart marketing, you know, very smart, because he got your attention and now they get you to swipe up or click on the, go to their website. You see, that's very clever marketing. That's really smart. And I was really impressed with that. The person who came up with this idea is a genius. Really good. And I'm sure you'd come across it maybe, and then, you know, you'd be like, yeah, this is genius. If you can come up with, you have to be very creative, you know, to come with ideas and, you know, on how to present your product or service in front of people, especially with the, you have less than four seconds, I'd say, to get people's attention. So think about it, because a lot of you guys, what they're doing now, especially in the e-commerce like industry or dropshipping in general, what you guys do is like you just go and get stuff from AliExpress and or whatever you're getting that stuff from, and you just post it straight into your Shopify store. The pictures are horrible, no product description, literally nothing. So and you expect the customer to go and buy from you. You're not actually explaining how the product works, no features and or benefits, or what is it you're actually trying to solve. You're just copying and pasting everything to your store. This isn't how it works. Learn from other big e-commerce stores. There's a lot of dropshipping stores out there, general stores, niche stores. Just go out there and duplicate what they're doing. You don't have to copy what they're doing, just duplicate. There's no harm in duplicating success. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. If something is already working, try and copy what they're doing. Obviously not to copy what they're doing, but just duplicate what they're doing and come up with your own creativity, you know. As long as you know, okay, so this product is selling, okay, so I'm gonna order mine, take videos of it, do whatever, pictures, whatever it is, and try to market it as well. Especially if you know who the audience is and that, so things become, you know, easier. Instead of just stealing other people's videos and photos and that, because remember, Facebook is very, very smart. Artificial intelligence on Facebook platform or Instagram is very clever, because they know that original content, who it belongs to, and especially if they have seen it circulate on multiple businesses and that, it becomes a, you know, that's why the CPA goes up, the cost per acquisition goes up, everything goes up, and you're wondering why. It has happened to me as well. And the problem is with you guys, you really need time. When you have a product or a service, or let's just talk about e-commerce right now. If you have a product and you are, and you are actually testing it. Remember, it takes time. Maybe it could take 4 weeks, 6 weeks until you actually see the results. Because remember, when you first start, you're actually gathering data, you know, and that data, you turn it into different, you know, start testing different audiences, lookalike audiences, if you're, you know, advertising on Facebook, then you can start seeing a good ROAS or ROI, you know, return on investment. But if you're expecting it from day one, that's not how it works, because you guys, the problem is, like, the main concern is money. You're chasing the money. The more you chase money, the more you get none of it. Or probably will end up losing money. But think about solving a problem or getting a product that people need or want, whatever it is, and just, you know, and be patient. Patience is key here, okay? You have to be very patient because you need data. And now data is very hard to get from Facebook because Facebook is becoming very complicated now. It's really like it takes ages to create lookalike audiences or audiences. It takes 2 to 3 days to actually get the actual data, and you need at least 100 people who saw your vehicle-like product, and then you need 500 add to carts or maybe 1,000 purchases before you can optimize for purchases. So it's becoming complex because you need to be patient. So try and focus on the data you are receiving. And also, it depends how much money you're willing to be spending. If it's a side hustle, just have a budget of £100, whatever it is, or $100 to start testing, and see how it goes. And remember, you're collecting data, and that data you need it to scale the business. Don't expect great results, great return on investment straight away. Facebook is a very great, like, it's a great tool to make business. But if you're trying to just get quick cash using Facebook and that, you will lose, because the game is not about money. The game is loving what you're doing, but in the long term, money will come anyway. So you have to think of it this way. So yeah, so just focus on solving problems or getting really great products, great product description, and just start testing until you find that winner. If you have a general store, just have, there are certain ways you can do to start testing the products, you know? And even if you don't have much capital to start Facebook ads, you can start with like $5 or £5 and test different angles, different ad copies. The problem is, like, you really have to start testing and split testing everything before you actually find the winner. Because remember, all it takes is that one product. Once you find that one product, that's it, you're done. That one product could actually turn your business into a brand or something, or you can even build a brand around that product. Especially if you offer great customer service, you have you respond to people's messages on Instagram, on Facebook Messenger. So just think of it as a legit business. Once you think of what you're doing, this is a legit business that I'm thinking maybe I'm gonna grow it into a multi-million dollar company, whatever, in the next 5-10 years, things start to change. You know, just shift your thinking a little bit. Go from thinking about money and how to make money online and all that kind of stuff to solving problems and having great products. You know, this is all ready. Like, you don't need, it's not as complex as this, but a lot of people are trying to complicate it. And the problem is, there is so much shiny object syndrome going on at the moment. The problem is, like, we all focus on, if we look at these marketers out there, they're really damaging the industry. You know, it's all about, you know, showing you their Lamborghinis and Ferraris and great cars and rented mansions and rented houses. Yes, if that's great. If that's them, then that's great. But if they're doing it to mislead people, especially the millennials and you know, the young generation, to thinking like, hey, you can make money just like this. Look at me, in less than a year, I've achieved all of this. That's bullshit. Straight, that's nonsense. Think about Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, or Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. Look at those people, man, they're solving problems, big problems. But when you look at them, yes, they might have nice things like private jets and all this kind of stuff, but that's not the main focus. Their main focus was not about making money. Their focus was about solving the world's biggest problems, because again, the money comes. Richard Branson once said in one of his interviews, like, there's a lot of people thinking about ways to making money, but honestly, the best way to make money is to go and find a problem. The bigger the problem is, the more money you will have, if that's your main thing, you know? So the bigger the problem, the more money you will make. Simple as that. But then again, just, you know, it's good to have big dreams and big visions and that, that, that and all these kind of things. But think long term. Think about growing your business. If you're making £1,000 a month extra on your side hustle, think of it like, okay, so I'm going to reinvest all my money into new product and you testing this, testing different audiences, instead of you focusing on getting... I know people that made their first £10,000 and they were like, oh, this is it, man, I made it. Now I'm going to go and put some money on a deposit for a car and stuff like that. And then shit goes wrong. And then... the month after, he makes new sales, and then he won't be able to pay his rent. He won't be able to pay his bills because all his money is going on this fancy stuff like cars and stuff like that, and thinking about girls and, you know, like women or whatever you're trying to achieve. There's levels. There's levels to this kind of stuff. There's levels. Just focus on something completely different. You know. Just solve problems, solve whatever you're trying to do. Just think of what you're doing instead of thinking about money, you know? Money comes, money goes, you know? And just always try to stay positive and think of the, you know, of the brighter side of whatever you're going through. Because I had, again, a lot of messages, people be like, oh, I've failed on multiple stores, things didn't work out. I'm still failing right now. Sometimes I'd be launching new products or creating new stores and things go wrong completely. One of the latest ones I'm doing right now, still I'm working on it, and it's been going on for 2 months. And it's just been insane how you believe in a product. And this is actually something that I really want to talk about. You believe in a product and you think, oh, it's going to sell. And it's actually selling, but there is no good ROI or ROAS. Return on investment or return on ad spend. Does that make sense? So things do, just, and you're trying to figure out what is the problem. Why is the CPM so high? Why is the CPA so high? And you're trying to figure all these things out. And what happens is, like, you get attached to that product, which is fine. You can do that. If you're making sales, if you're making money, because you can work things out, you can try to figure out where the problem is. Try to find where the problem is exactly, and then try to fix it. Try to fix the cause of that problem. But if you're actually not making money and you're losing lots and lots and lots of money, what happens is you get attached to it. Or maybe you get attached to your Facebook ads. You're running an ad and you can see that there is a lot of add to cars, there's a lot of initiated checkouts and that, and you think, oh man, it's gonna work today, not tomorrow. You get attached to it and then you end up losing a lot of money. This happens to me in the past and sometimes it happens to me now. We have to try to let go. If something is not working, you have to move on to the next thing. That's why it's always good to be testing. It's all about testing. All the biggest companies in the world, they're still testing different angles, from Apple, from Microsoft, from Amazon, from, you know, testing different angles. Because once you stop, you become complacent. If you think, oh, I'm making £1,000 a month and this is it, this is going to carry on like that. But it won't, because you become complacent. And that's what happened with success. Once you become successful, you become... The thing is, like, because I've said this before on my Instagram post the other day. With success comes complacency, as attention becomes more important than the work. Which means is, when you start making money online, you become complacent. Because what happens is you start showing off. Your ego comes in the way. And then all of a sudden you're an e-com hero or an e-com guru, because you have one success with that one product and you think it's gonna last forever. But that's not how it works. You know, nothing lasts forever. You have to understand that. You know, how many companies out there that, you know, they made millions and then all of a sudden they've lost it just like this, because of lack of concentration, lack of focus and lack of clarity. You become complacent, thinking that this is it. The market is always going to stay like this. But remember, these cycles, and there are vicious cycles in the e-commerce or any kind of business. So think, you really have to think. Yes, and I think that's about it, really. Just wanted to have a quick one and just talk to you about, you know, what's going on. And for those of you who, like, I've got a lot of messages on my Instagram, I've answered a lot of them. A lot of them, and I try to add as much value as I can. And if you have any questions, just make sure you send me a DM on my Instagram. There'll be a link on the description of this podcast that will take you straight to my Instagram account. And also, what I'm doing right now is, like, for those of you that have been following me for a very long time, you know, I used to have like a course that's only for beginners. You know, for someone who wanted to start their own e-commerce business and, you know, just try to figure things out. But now I'm relaunching the course, but it's a more advanced course where it goes into the details of the exact same formula and systems and what I do to find from when finding products to running ads and completely, there's a whole different ways of starting your own e-commerce business. In my course now, there's about 5 or maybe 6 modules that will take you through every single step. And the main one, which is Facebook ads as well, because I really wanted to dig in into this as well, so I can show you the exact same way I try to test products. Once I get data, how I transition from that data I've got into like creating lookalike audiences using different methods and different ways that a lot of people don't talk about. Remember, I'm investing in myself as well. Sometimes when I see someone is crashing it, I'd go ahead and buy their course. But I always find there is that one thing missing on their Facebook, how they're testing their products, even though they're successful. But again, yes, the product is selling well. But I'm looking at the way they're doing their ads, the way they're running ads and ad copy and stuff like that. I'll be like, if these guys did this, they'll be like really doing well. So yeah, with the course, I'm gonna go into the detail, like in depth, of how to start and how to run Facebook ads, Google Analytics, Google AdWords, and all this good stuff. So if you're interested, there is a you can go to my Instagram, or there'll be a link here so you can sign up and join the waiting list, because there is a waiting list now. I've got over 200 people on the waiting list now from all over the world. And that's just from my Instagram and some of the ads that I've been running, retargeting the people that have engaged with my page before, either on Facebook or Instagram, mainly Instagram. And there's about 200 people on the waiting list. So please, if you're interested, you see, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. You know, that's if you're struggling with your e-commerce and you're trying to work things out and find out exactly how I do it, please join the waiting list. And that's it, just join the waiting list. You will get on the waiting list. Once the course is ready, then you will be invited to join. If not, then it's up to you. I'm not trying to sell you anything here or to put pressure on you to buy from me or from anywhere, because what the whole purpose of this podcast is to add value. But going out there is, as I said to you before, there is too much noise. Everybody's an e-commerce guru now, and when you look into their stuff, you think, come on man, you know, because they're doing it for different reasons. But anyway, each to their own, you know, that's not my business. But I'm really trying to add as much value as I can, and I'm trying to do it through this course, because I'm really going to put a lot of work into it, and it's going to take another maybe 4 to 6 weeks or maybe 8 weeks before it's ready. But I do believe in it, and it's going to change a lot of people's lives. And if you're interested, just click on that link below. That's going to be under this podcast description, or you can go to my Facebook, my Instagram page, and just join the waiting list. And thank you so much for those of you who have been messaging me, and thank you so much for the support. I've been getting a lot of support on my messages and emails and all of that. Thank you so much, because it means a lot to me, and it just gives me the energy to carry on doing what I'm doing. And I'm trying to share as much value as I can with you guys, and I really want to motivate you, and I just don't want you to give up on your dreams and your goals, and just don't not think about the money. It's not all about the money. Just think long term. This is all I'm gonna say. Thank you so much once again, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you did, make sure you share it with your friends, family, and whoever is interested in the e-com, Shopify, or dropshipping, and all this good stuff. Thank you so much once again, and I hope to see you again on the next episode. Take care. Bye bye now.